Number 134 from June 2017, Making Contact. In some ways, I feel like St. Paul, that I am a man born out of season. I was born just 100 years too late. If I had been born in 1851 instead of 1951, things would have gone much better for me, especially in the area of technology. Horses, ropes, pulleys, and hand tools were the kind of technology that I can deal with much better than computers, lasers, and iPhones. My children and colleagues believe that I am some kind of a dinosaur because I don't even have a cell phone. My daughter says, "Dad, how can people get in touch with you without a cell phone?" "I don't know," I reply. "You have a cell phone and I can never get in touch with you, so what's the difference? Besides, I don't really feel the need to be in touch with the rest of the world at all times. I have 4 landline phone numbers, and if people really want to get in touch with me, they can." I recognize that technology can be very useful, and I am very much encouraging our congregation to use this technology in our website and in our social media to spread the good news of God's love for us. However, like most powerful tools, technology has the potential for both good and evil. It is kind of like dynamite. Dynamite can be very useful to clear rocks and stumps out of our way and help us clear land and build roads. However, it can also blow your dang head off if misused. For example, have you ever been sitting across from someone and realized after a while that you are losing the battle of attention with the other person's cell phone? You try to look into their eyes, but their eyes keep dropping down to that diminutive screen in front of them. You are trying to have a real conversation with them, but they are more interested in a virtual reality that is fascinating them and is mixed with enticing beeping sounds from time to time. You try not to take it personally, but you wonder if it's you or if it's them. Am I really that boring? Maybe I'm just too intense and they can't meet my gaze. Maybe that electronic device offers a fantasy world that I just can't match. Here I am, ready to offer my own simple reality, and it is being ignored. On another level, this must be what God feels like when He's trying to reach out to us. God is longing to look into our eyes and be face to face with us and have us feel His presence and His love. But there we are, fiddling around, distracted, looking bored, and pretending to be very involved with everything else. We are like little children who fidget and slump and keep asking if they can leave the table, not realizing that it is a great banquet with a loving Father. My prayer for all of us is that we are not too busy swiping some cellular device when the Lord or someone else is trying to make contact with us.